from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Some experts are predicting that it won't take long after 9 o'clock tonight to determine who will govern the province of Ontario the next 4 years. 9 o'clock is when the polls close. Those using electronic vote tabulators could declare a winner in about 15 minutes. I'll be here after 9 with regular updates on Timmins, Cochrane-Temiskaming, and Muskegawa-James Bay ridings. Queen Elizabeth will not be attending a church service tomorrow to mark her Platinum Jubilee. Buckingham Palace says she enjoyed the festivities today, including a fly past and traditional trooping the colour, but did experience some discomfort. The Queen took in the celebrations today on the palace balcony, where she received a salute. The 96-year-old is marking 70 years as Britain's longest reigning monarch. Britons are on a 4-day weekend to mark the occasion. Saturday is cleanup day around Porcupine Lake. Friends of the Porcupine River Watershed President Brenda Torrezan says starting at 10 o'clock, participants will start picking up garbage around the lake.
The whole lake trail, I think it's 8 kilometers, something like that. And we will just divide into groups and we'll do a blitz for an hour and a half and pick up as much as we can.
That's followed by a barbecue and, of course, cleaning up the area on White Waterfront Beach. That's where there will also be booths concerning various conservation activities. National Indigenous Peoples Day will be marked all day June 21st at Partisa Park. One of the members of the organizing committee says the positive side of the discovery of so many residential school graves the past year is the increased interest in Indigenous culture. Ojibwe and Cree Cultural Center Executive Director Tristan Ashishkish says each new discovery provides the impact all over again to Indigenous communities. He also calls it an ongoing rude awakening for Canadians.
So I would say that there is a huge amount of support from Canadians of all nations, and it's beautiful to see, but we still can't let that flame die out. Right? We've got to keep it going. We're still not done.
On MyTimmonsNow.com, we have a link to the program for Indigenous Peoples Day. And an outbreak of norovirus has Public Health Canada warning about eating spot prawns. Earlier this week, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency recalled several lot codes of TriStar Seafood Supplies live spot prawns. Now the agency is working with provinces to determine how they became infected. About 4 dozen people have fallen ill. The recalled product has been sold in BC, Alberta, Manitoba, and Ontario. If you have any in your fridge, throw them out. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.